Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for
Issues of Today.
Coming to you live. Here he is,
your host, Taj Longino.
Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to Issues of Today Talk Radio for September the 2nd, 2008. I'm your host, Taj Longino, the new voice to the people. All right, joined alongside me, my co-host, Jackie. She isn't here right now, but she will be joining us later on in the show. All right, coming to you live from Indianapolis, Indiana, as I always do, Monday through Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, the show that we got for you tonight is called It Starts in the Home, How to Get Our Community Back. It's the topic of conversation tonight. If you have a comment, call into the show, 347-326-9697, or hit me up in the chat room, all right? We're going to come up with some updates for the show, talk about the things going on this week with the show, and why I canceled out last night. But, you know, as we always do, it's a song of the day, and I'm going back to a song that I've been playing for the last couple of shows by Florida underground artist from Florida by the name of King. Got a new joint out called Gone. Kind of like this song, so I'm going to keep on playing it. All right, so this is what's going on right now. Gone by King. You're listening to Issues of Today Talk Radio.
This a King on a beat exclusive.
Damn. Messed up. God. If I could only make it bad.
On the road, right. Yeah, my girl wrote. Right. Now she gone, now I'm alone. Damn. Got to let me hear, I'm betting on my own. Everybody know that girl did me wrong. I ain't gonna lie, baby so fly. Lie. When the baby left, I swear I'd die. This the boy King, tripping on yeah. Now I'm wishing that my girl come back. Now she got me writing with my pen on my pad. Never ever thought it would end like that. Baby, I would never leave.
All good like 1, 2, 3. These girls taste it, I only want one. These girls taste it, I don't see none. Stop not going crazy. Now I'm right here without my main lady. I know I did some things, but them can't change. Now I'm grown up, and yeah, you did the same. If I can only change, I did in the past. Now I'm just wishing I could have a better day. Baby, I would never leave. Nah, baby, I would never leave you.
Baby, I can't believe you.
No.
big gone, gone, gone. Now the big gone.
Yeah, that was King right there with Gone. Like I said, I like that song, so I keep on playing. It's been playing for like the last three shows. I think I'm going to keep it rolling until I find something else to overtake that song. Welcome back to the show. Like I said, tonight's topic of our conversation is it starts in the home, how to get our community back on track. You know, it takes a community to raise a child along with the parents. So we're going to pretty much get into that tonight. If you got anything you want to add to the show, call in 347-326-9697 or hit me up in the chat room. What's going on, Ms. T, out there in the chat room? How you doing? Pretty much the updates for the show tonight, the updates for the show for this week is last night, you know, everybody knows me, you know, I'm Monday through Thursday every week. It don't change. But last night, yesterday was a holiday, so I figured everybody was outside, you know, eating barbecue and chilling with family and friends or whatever, what have you. So, I sent the email blast out to everybody saying that the show was going to be tomorrow. Then I thought about it. I said, you know what? Everybody's probably out enjoying their day. It was nice, you know, nice weather yesterday. So I'm like, I'm not going to do that because, you know, a lot of people may not turn out for the show. So I didn't do it. I canceled it. And that was the reason for the cancellation, just for letting people, you know, enjoy the holiday and then get back to business on Tuesday. So we're back to business as scheduled. And, you know, that's why I canceled it last night. So I made that move that last night's topic to today. Everybody knows who listens to the show that Reno Hype, comedian, local comedian Reno Hype here, comes on the show every Wednesday. Tomorrow, he'll be here as normal, so you'll be able to still win tickets to his shows on Thursday at the Marat Theater every Thursday. All right, so make sure you tune in for that to do what you got to do to win the tickets for that. Thursday, everybody knows I pretty much do interviews on Thursday. And we're going to be interviewing actually the guy who, you know, wrote and produced and, the song Gone that I always play. We're going to be interviewing him on this Thursday. So if you got, you know, anything you want to ask him or just want to check out the show, you know what to do. Get to the website or call in. All right. I've asked repeatedly for all people who listen. I know a lot of people listen to this show to take the polls for the issues of today so we know exactly how people feel out there about the show. That helps me do a better job with what certain things we might need to do. So take the polls, go on the site, scroll down to the right. You'll see it says something like take, you know, issues of the day, polls, or something as such. But you'll know when you see it. Take the polls. That helps out. Email list. If you want to be added to the email list, when you go to my site, scroll down, you'll see somewhere you can fill out your name and your email address, and it'll come to me, and I'll add you. Or if you just want to email me yourself, you know what to do, issues of the day at Yahoo. And I would definitely go ahead and add you to that immediately. Okay? What else is going on? Rate the show. Leave comments. Right? Continue to rate the show as you're listening to it. Leave comments after the show. That also lets me know, you know, how you feel about the show, how the show is going, how you feel about how I talk on the show and so forth. So please do that. And also, any listener who would like continuous updates other than what I send, you can go on blogtalk.com where this show is hosted at and register to become a listener. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. It's just a way for them to keep track of people who, you know, listen to certain shows, and they'll send you out a blast every day, pretty much like a show reminder. All right? So take advantage of that. Some days, you know, you never know, your host might forget to send out the blast or something, but Blog Talk will always send it out to you, okay? And if you, another thing, if artists out there, any artists, I don't care if it's spoken word, R&B, gospel, hip-hop, you know, send me your music. I prefer it to be clean, something positive and so forth. If I like it, I'll play it. If I don't, I won't, all right? I'm always looking for new music from local talent, underground artists who's looking to get, you know, some kind of you know, for the music. So send me your tracks. You know, email them to me at issuesoftoday@yahoo.com. MP3 file, Wi-Fi, doesn't matter. Send it to me. If I like it, like I said, I'll email you back, let you know what I think, and I'll put it on the show. All right? And if I like it as much as I like this song by King, I'll keep on playing it until I find something else that I like more than that. So just keep that going, all right? Tonight's show starts in the home. Now, this was like a carryover from the show that we did on Saturday, which, man, that show, Miss T already knows, anybody who listens to that show knows how that show went, and, you know, that, it was pretty much a depiction of the street mentality of the individual that's living in the hood. So that pretty much brought this topic on today, about it starts in the home and, you know, how can we win our community back. So basically, if we want things to change within our community, if we want our kids to behave in certain ways other than what we've done and when we grew up, or whatever, what have you, however you want your children to be raised, but then we have to create a total environment surrounding that child, whether daughter or son, for that to happen. So it first starts in the home. If you don't want your kid to cuss, well, then most, you know, pretty much you shouldn't do it. You know, if you don't want your kids to watch certain things on TV, then you have to monitor what they're watching. You know, if you go in there and say, okay, you can go in there and watch TV, but you can't watch this or you can't watch that, and you go in there and monitor what they're watching. You know, make sure they're just watching cartoons. You got to watch out for some of these cartoons, all right, because some of these cartoons aren't even for kids. They're adult cartoons, all right? So you got to monitor what your child is watching to prevent them from looking at the wrong thing that you don't want them paying attention to. If, you know, you have a certain type of music that you want your child to watch, I mean, not watch, but listen to, but then you have to monitor that as well, okay? They don't have no money. They're buying anything. You know what I mean? You're buying everything, okay? You buy the clothes. You buy the food. You buy the music. You buy the movies. And you pay for the cable and lights and all that. So they don't, you know, they don't call no shots. You don't know. They're only going to have what you buy them. So if you want them listening to Nelly, okay, that's your discretion. That's up to you. However, go to Walmart and get the edited version so that way they don't hear the cuss words. And they don't hear other words in there that they shouldn't be listening to. Okay, if you want them to listen to rock and roll, well, buy the clean version of the rock and roll. Buy the clean version of the pop music. Buy the clean version of the R&B music. You know, all right, because there is some R&B music that has that parental advisory tag on it. Okay, one of the things that we talked about the other day on the show was the fact that you can that you don't have to listen, or you can turn away from what you don't want your child to hear. You don't have to make them know. But one of the things I would mention there is, if, you know, they have, you know, we made a thing that, okay, we wanted to censor the radio stations for playing certain music, okay, playing certain music and so forth like that. We thought that'll change up a little bit of what's going on. However, one of the guests on the show pointed out a good thing that, you know, when you buy this music for your children, it does forewarn you that there's a possibility of there's going to be some language on this CD that you may not want your kids to hear. So that's why they had that parental advisory sticker, letting you know this is not for kids, it's adult content, and it's strictly for adults. Okay, so if you don't want your kids listening to cussing, well, then you have to restrain from playing any of that around them and allowing them to listen to it. Now, I had a bad habit. You know, I had a bad habit at one point of playing certain music around my children that I knew should have been played, but I'm a hip-hop lover to the death. So, you know, I don't listen to R&B all day, all night. I don't listen to pop music all day, all night. You know, I'm a hip-hop lover, so a lot of stuff that I listen to is, you know, mainly that and got language in it. But at some point, I'm like, man, I can't keep this. I can't keep allowing them to listen to this. So I had to take that out. So now, you know, I've learned to either play R&B at the time that they're in the car, or listen to the, you know, bite the bullet, listen to the radio, even though they don't even play really play a lot of good music, but listen to the radio or something just to keep from them hearing anything that they're not supposed to hear. So that's another thing that you can do as far as in the household to, you know, make sure that your kids are not exposed to the type of things that you don't want them exposed to. Another thing is, you know, if you don't want them engaging in, you know, gang activity, experimenting with drugs, et cetera, then you have to sit down and talk to your kids about their environment. If they live in a good environment, well, then you have to use different tactics for their surroundings. They live in a nice suburban area well, a lot of the things that you deal with in and more so the lower income neighborhoods, you're not going to have a lot of those same situations. So if you're living out there in the suburban area, you got to more so talk to them about, you know, pedophiles, things of that nature. Keep them aware of strangers, you know, people hanging out on bus stops that don't normally be there. And just, you know, just things of that nature. It's a different environment. If you're living in low-income neighborhoods, nine times out of ten, it's going to be some drugs involved, and they're more so in the presence of, you know, out there in the streets. It's going to be a little bit of chaos, maybe a little violence, so forth. So you have to get them up for more of a survival tactic, you know, when they step out there every morning to the bus stop and so forth, when they out playing out in the neighborhoods and so forth. But another thing that you can do as far as, you know, switching gears for a little bit real quick in the community is, you know, get to know your neighbors. You know, get to know your neighbors, man, and trust me, it's good to have the neighbors on your side because the neighbors are always paying attention to what's going on. I'm one of them people. In my neighborhood, I pay attention to everything moving. Always been like that because you always want to know what's going on around you. You always need to know what's going on around you at all times. You need to know who comes in and out of the neighborhood for the most part. You need to know who's visiting the neighbors. Cars are coming in and out of the neighborhood all the time. You know, you have to know certain things about what's going on around you because when something goes down, you know how to handle that situation. But if you don't never pay attention to what's going on, you never know what's going on. You just straight clueless. Well, when there's something jump off, you don't have no answer. You don't know what to do or how to react to it because you never was paying attention. It's not necessarily being nosy. It's being aware. You know, it's totally being aware of what's going on in your surroundings, and you must pay attention to what's going on in your surroundings, especially in 2008 because things are a lot more dangerous out here, even in suburban neighborhoods. You have to be careful anywhere you go. I don't leave my doors unlocked no matter where I'm at. I can be out there in Carmel, Indiana, in the best of neighborhoods, and I'm going to lock my doors because you don't know who's watching you. You don't know who's paying attention. You don't know who's out there trying to do some dirt. If I'm on 10th and Rule, I'm locking my doors up because you know the chances of that happening is very likely that something's going to go, that something might jump out, somebody might try to break in your car or anything. You don't know. I don't leave my doors unlocked for nothing. Because this day and age is a lot more dangerous, so you have to take precautions no matter where you at. You know, I mean, I know back in the '80s you could leave your windows down. You can't do that no more. You can't leave your front door open. So just be aware of your surroundings and be aware of what's going on. So with that being said, you know, it takes a community to help raise these kids out here. Everybody's got to be, pretty much it's almost like one big family. Everybody's going to have to be on the same page. If everybody's not on the same page, if you have, let's say on your street there's 10 families. And out of them 10 families, you know, six of them is doing good and four of them isn't. Well, you're going to have a little bit of difficulty with some of that because everybody's not on the same page as you are. So if everybody's going to join in and everybody's instilling the same values and morals and everything into your child, well, your neighbor should be aware and cool enough with you to where when they see your child outside doing something, they should be able to say, hey, nah, you know that ain't right. That ain't, you know, no, you can't do that. You know, I'm going to let your parents know what's going on. You know, they should be able to do that. The kids should be almost respectful enough to the neighbors as just as well as respectful to their parents, because that's going to ease the mind of parents. You know, parents, you know, might be inside the house, kids might be outside, but you know that neighbor, even though you can't trust people all the time, you can't trust people, your total trust in everybody, but you know that if I'm inside the house and I know my neighbors, pretty good people, and they're doing the same things that I'm doing, 9 times out of 10, if my kids outside playing, they do something wrong, they're going to come tell me, and then you can go handle them. Versus letting your kid do something that's going to hurt him and eventually, you know, it's going to cause a problem within the neighborhood or inside that household. So everybody has to look out for everybody. I know a lot of people tend to think that, well, if it ain't my business, I ain't worried about it. I ain't paying no attention to it. That's them. Well, eventually, if the bad thing keep on happening, it might come knocking on your door too as well. So you got to care about what's going on around you, all right? How are we going to get the community back? All right, it starts from the home. That's the topic of discussion today, tonight. You know, call into the show, 347-326-9697, Issues of Today, Talk Radio. All right, discussion that starts in the home. Now, you're not going to be able to tell people how to raise, you know, how to work in their household. Everybody runs their household totally different. You know, you're never going to find too many people that's going to run a household exactly the same as you do. But if we're going to stop the trend that's going on with these young adults and with these kids, somebody's going to start being on the same page as one another. Or you're going to continue to have the same problems. Then, like one of my guests said the other day on the show, that, you know, your friend's greatest influence is their peers, and to a certain extent, that's correct. Because you can tell your kid all day long, don't do this, don't do that, or this will happen, or that will happen, this will happen to you. You will get in trouble for this, you will get in trouble for that. You can go to jail for this, you can go to jail for that. But at the end of the day, when they step outside, then they got the kid down the street, that's all he does is wrong. He hangs out with him every day. Eventually, he's going to be an influence on that child. You know, so it definitely takes more than just the parents inside the home. It takes people around in that vicinity to make sure everything is done correctly so you can minimize the problems. You're going to have problems. You're never going to be just problem-free, but you can minimize it and decrease it by a great deal if everybody continues to be on the same page. Okay? Another thing that you should want to do is, you know who your kid is around. Just don't let them go run outside. Hey, Mom, I got a new friend. Oh, okay. And don't ask no questions. Well, who is he? What's his first and last name? What's his parents' first and last name? Where do they live? What do they do? You know what I mean? Are they drinking all the time? Are they cussing? You know, whatever your criteria is for your son or daughter playing outside with other kids, make sure you go and investigate that. I just took my son outside the other day. He wanted to go play with a kid from around the corner, and I went over there and I met their father. You know, and then I let him go play. You always got to know. You have to know is things are happening too rapidly. Every time you go to Walmart, what do you see on that wall? So you walk in, a bunch of kids that are missing. When you turn on America's Most Wanted, what do you see? More crimes committed against kids. Well, those things happen because somebody took the eye off that child, or somebody didn't have their guard up enough, or they let this, you know what I mean, they let their guard down a little bit. You have to pay attention. This stuff is real out here. Don't think it can't happen to you. Don't think, well, that's just on the news. Stuff like that happens all the time, but it won't happen over here. No, thinking like that, it will happen to you. Thing like that, it will happen. You have to keep a close eye, especially this day and age. You got to keep a close eye on what's going on. You can't trust, really can't trust nothing, but you have to do your job inside the home to make sure it's better for your child outside the home. All right, Issues of the Day, Talk Radio. Anybody out there definitely want to add in, you know, have something to say to the show, please call in 347-326-9697. Calls Jackie will definitely join us shortly, okay? But, you know, how are we going to get the community back? I want somebody to tell me that. Well, give me your thoughts, your opinions, your views. How are we going to get the community back as one? Because it's not going to be the Phillip family down the street that does everything right and everybody else on the block is a little wrong. You know, that's going to cause conflict. I've seen it done before. It's going to take everybody on that avenue, on that drive to raise a child. And just like people watch out for your kids, watch out for theirs. You know, if somebody's hanging out in front of your neighbor's house too long, put a call in. You know, people call it snitching. But like I said, it's a community thing. It's a community effort. Something's going on. If it's out of the norm of what you normally see going on in your neighborhood, you got to speak on it. It's fighting back. It's making sure that everything that's in your surroundings is okay, because what you ignore might be coming to you next. And when you have, and when you're dealing with your kids inside the home, you definitely want to let your kids know. What's up, Jay Knox? Just hitting in the chat room. What's spot on, Jay. You definitely want your kids to, you definitely want to teach them how to respect their neighbors. Always speak. Say, hi, how you doing? Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. However you want to do it. You have your kids illustrate that however you want to do it. Delegate that however you want. But the respect factor and to the neighbors will also bring about a certain sense of security and the fact that, okay, their kids got respect. They're mannable. Okay, if I see something, they're nice kids. If I see something going on, I'm going to help them out. I'm going to say something. I'm going to step in. Know what I mean? And what that does, that sends another message to the family that, okay, we got good people around us in this neighborhood. Because just because you live in a lower income neighborhood or live in a rich neighborhood don't mean everything is ran right. The only difference is between lower income neighborhoods and rich neighborhoods. Rich neighborhoods, they keep everything they're doing on dirt inside the house so you never see it. Versus being in a hood where everything's pretty much on the outskirts, you're going to see what's going on. Just because everything's not in your face don't mean it ain't going on. So you definitely still have to keep your eyes open out there. You have to fight back. People don't want to fight. People don't want to tail on criminal activity. They're not going to understand why, because you don't want to seem like a snitch. You don't want that person coming to your door because you've told on criminal activity. But think about this. What if that criminal activity came kicking in your door and nobody said nothing to you? What if you was out of town? You asked your neighbors, hey, keep an eye on the house for us. You know, something happens, blah, blah, and they didn't do it. And then when you came back from out of town, knowing that your neighbor across the street never leaves the house, they're a homebody, and they never, you know, warned you or told you what happened while you was gone, you come back and your door's kicked in, they just stole all your stuff, then you'll understand it is a community thing. Everybody has to look out for everyone. If you have a problem in your neighborhood, you got to warn people that, you know. We had a situation out here in my residence where, you know, these people were sitting in these cars all day long, and they'd get out their car and start wandering off. Well, then neighbors got together and started figuring out what was going on. Now it don't happen no more because everybody came together to get that out the neighborhood. Why? So to make it safer for these kids to run outside and play. You know, people can be comfortable leaving their house, you know, saying with nobody there, not worrying about what's going on when people pick parking their cars for 10, 12 hours out of the day, not going to visit nobody. All right. So it's going to take a huge community effort to keep the community safe and together and to raise these kids. It starts in the home. And like I said before, if you're just tuning in, you know, this tonight's topic of it starts in the home, how to get the community back, was a piggyback off what we talked about Saturday. And Jay Knox, you was there for that. All right, so you know exactly what this show was about. So we're just pretty much taking it a step further and letting everybody know that it does start in the home and how it begins there. It begins with you disciplining your kids. If you don't discipline your kids, don't expect the neighbor down the street to do it. Don't expect the teachers in the school to do it. Don't expect the principals and the deans and the football coach to do what you're supposed to be doing at home. If you do not enforce the rules and the respect that you seek out of your household, do not expect anyone else to do it because they're not going to. If nobody see you take initiative and, you know, responsibility into doing what you're supposed to do with your kids, do not expect them to just go ahead and do it for you. Nobody's going to do your job for you. One thing that a lot of people can't stand, and I can't stand them either, is badass kids. You know, and no kid was born bad. It's just the fact that the parent neglected to do, the, you know, to discipline that child the way they're supposed to. Alright. Issues of the Day Talk Radio. You know what it is, man. Tuesday, I'm kind of tired today. I'm trying to get this topic out, get this discussion out. So definitely call in to the show, 347-326-9697. Alright. How are we going to get this community back? I've stated several things that you can do. Okay. You know, several things for you. Let's go back in a little. Let's do a little review. It starts in the home. It starts with disciplining your kids. It starts with talking to your child and telling them what to look out for when they go out here and play. How to respect your neighbors. Okay? You know, how to be respectful. Monitoring what they watch on TV, monitoring what they listening to on the radio and on CD, okay? Sticking to the rules and the regulations that you have implemented in your house and making sure that they're carried out, okay? If, you know, looking out for each other's kids in the neighborhood, okay? Matter of fact, everybody, if you don't know everybody in your neighborhood, then you need to go meet them, because you never know, you know, that neighbor might be the one that saves your kid one day or might alert you on some stuff that's going on. You never know. But if you never meet them and you never begin at least that neighborly friendship, then you'll never experience that. So pretty much that is the overview of what's going on right now on the show. And we're just going to continue on how to get this community back. Like I said, I mentioned this earlier, a lot of people don't want to tell on criminal activity, but a lot of people look at that as a tattletale thing, but hey, you don't want that in your neighborhood. So if you don't want in your neighborhood, do what you have to do to protect yourself, your family, and the people around you. Because one thing is, it's a good thing you don't feel safe in your own home. Okay? Another thing with your children, man, express to them the importance of, you know, not experimenting with drugs, staying out of trouble, stealing, wrong from right. You know, a lot of parents, I see it all the time. When I was 16 years old, I used to work at Chuck E. Cheese. And them parents, man, once them kids got in there, it was like it was just free will. It was just ridiculous to see how soon some parents turned them kids loose. I mean, all rules and regulations went out the door. They had no control over their siblings. And they expected me to keep everything under control. These is kids. These ain't my kids. So if you ain't got no control of them, they're not going to listen to me. You know, I saw it over and over again. I'll tell you a little story. I was in Walmart. I was not Walmart. I was working at Lowe's in 1997, being a cashier. A kid walked up there, him and his mother, white mother, white kid, came up to the restroom. I was checking them out, you know what I mean, scanning their stuff, so forth. And this little boy, I never forget this story, this little boy couldn't have been no more than 6, maybe 7. Looked right at his mama, just came out of nowhere with this. I'll never forget this. He said, "Mama, I will shoot you." And I just stopped what I was doing. I was so thrilled. I just stopped exactly what I was doing. I couldn't believe what he just said. And he said it again. Because she told him, she was like, "Boy, you so silly." He said, "No, I ain't playing." He said, "I would take my gun and I would shoot you." And I'm sitting there puzzled, like, "I know you're going to smack me anytime. I ain't going to say nothing." You know, she didn't do nothing. She laughed it off. That's the kind of thing that I'm speaking about. You're going to allow your child to just disrespect you with violence in public like that. I can about imagine how you're disrespecting you when you go home and shut that door. If your child is telling you to shut up now, and he's 4, believe you me, by the time he gets 9 or 10, he's going to graduate from saying shut up, and it's going to turn into something else like F you. And by the time he's a teenager, going on 18 years old, it's going to turn into a little something more than that. And when you have that kind of disrespect inside the home, you know what's happening outside the home. So now you have a problem within your community because your child has no respect. So you're definitely going to have to get that part of it down tremendously. Now, a lot of these kids have challenges out here, peer pressure. You know, they're trying to fit in, they're trying to do good in school. And we have to make that easy on them as possible. So if we're going to get our community back and we're going to make things safe out here, everybody's got to do their part. I've said that 1,000 times probably tonight in this show. But we're going to do, it's going to be a joint effort. And I mean, from the moment you leave, from the moment you turn this show off and you go home or you, whatever it is you're doing, you should go back and listen to this again and understand exactly what it is I'm trying to tell you. Every neighbor that drive past your house, you need to wave at them. Let them know that you are. Go meet them if you ain't never met them. If you have a problem with your child, if you know your child has an issue with being respectful and being polite to others, then you need to correct that instantly. Because that's one child that they're not worried about when he goes outside to play. Okay? So, definitely understand that part of it like that. Okay? Once you get done listening to the show, you definitely need to implement some of these things. I know somebody out there could implement something that I'm saying into their life right after this show is over. Because what I'm saying, it happens every day in this world. People turn their heads, you know, or people don't do the right thing because, they, you know, they got, you know, mixed feelings about another family or something. Or, you know, I can get into some illustrations, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. So we need to get away from what's going on and start a new trend. And getting back to the good old days where things were a little more safer, a little more better. To, you know, so these kids can't go outside and play. Because it's scary out here, man. You don't know what's going on out here in these neighborhoods. You don't know who's out here lurking. I just found out in my neighborhood that we had certain, you know, there was a pedophile down the street and around the corner. So we're fighting that right now. You know, you never know who's living in your house. I mean, not living in your house, living in your neighborhood. You never know. We go on to the phone lines real quick. Hey, welcome to the show. What's your question or comment?
What's up, dog? This is Jay Knox, man. How you doing?
Jay Knox, what's up with you, bro?
Oh, man, I was just chilling, homie, just listening to everything you have to say. And I was just, like, listening to what you have to say about like the little kids with no respect for their mothers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I saw that. I saw that before and I've experienced it. It's like at a young age, a little child will start off saying, "Shut up, mama," and they think it's cute, man.
Yeah.
And then it leads into disrespect.
Yeah.
So I wonder, man, we need somebody to tell us something. What's a solution to that? Because we try to talk to them about, like, oh, you just a little kid.
Well, you know, one thing I learned, I've been a man who's dated women with kids, and one thing I've learned from years of doing it, it's hard to tell somebody else about their home. Now, if we had a child together and that happens, well, then it's going to be respected a little more. But it's hard to tell somebody else. You go, this matter, let's say you see that again tomorrow when you go out, and you like, look, like, you know, excuse me, miss, now I don't mean to be rude or, you know, interrupt with respect, but he shouldn't really be telling you to shut up. You know, he's a child. However you word, they're going to be right. But, you know, it's the fact that, first, I guarantee you, you're not going to get a good response out of that. Because a lot of people, honestly, don't want to be told about their own.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the solution, we talked about that Saturday, you know, in that instant, and with that situation, you know, you really, if you don't know this person, I wouldn't even say anything. Because you liable to get cussed out. No, seriously, you liable to get cussed out. Because for one, it's in public. So not only are they embarrassed by the fact that their child told them to shut up, now you're actually saying something about it. So now they're even more embarrassed because they know people are paying attention and listening. And now somebody had the audacity to come up and say something to me about it. So now you're offended. When you shouldn't be offended, you should be thankful that somebody took the time out to speak to me about this, but now I'm pissed off because you actually said something to me about it. So in that instant, I wouldn't say anything because it ain't going to mean nothing 5 minutes later when they walk away. You know, I've even dated women to where a child was calling their mother by their first name, and I'm like, you don't let your children call you by your first name. It's either mom or daddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know how I go, man. You can't say nothing, though. Nobody want to listen, you know. That's we need to change that mind state, and people need to realize what's the meaning behind all that and just be submissive to the truth.
Yeah. You know, I had a thought today. I was telling some of my guys at work this. I said, I want to know if my talk show is really changing or doing any good for anybody. Because I got to thinking about it. Even, you know, that show that we had the other day, I really have thought about that show since we done it. Now, normally, yeah, seriously, because normally my shows, man, have a blast or whatever, and then, you know, I go back and listen to it and laugh about it, you know, have a good time, and get ready to some more deep dialogue. But Saturday was different.
Yeah.
You know, Saturday was always different. It got me to thinking, man, I'm like, people are going to do, I can sit here all day and talk everybody's ear off. I can go on national television and run down the same dialogue to people on TV. At the end of the day, people going to do what they want to do.
And they're going to believe what they want to believe. Huh?
Believe. Somebody somewhere is listening to this show saying, he's right. You know what? I'm going to work something out. No matter
where he's at anyway, dog.
You know what? I don't know where he at tonight, man. You know what? I don't know where he's at tonight. I text him, and I don't know where he at tonight. He probably at home chilling. He might be at home listening. Who knows? But he ain't on the switchboard tonight. Normally, I thought he's going to be in on tonight, but, you know, it's cool. Somebody is listening to this show and saying, man, that dude don't know what he's talking about. I can't believe he said, let's listen to this. And another person is listening to it just to be listening. That's the three individuals you're going to have. You have you who called in, actually wants to change what's going on. You're going to have another person out there that's probably refuting everything I'm saying. Then you're going to have another individual come in, and they're just listening for entertainment purposes, which ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, people going to do what they want to do. So I'm almost stuck to the point where I'm like, okay, is it even worth it?
Hmm.
I'm doing this for a reason. A lot of people probably think I do this just for fun. And I'm doing this for a cause. There's a purpose behind this. There's a purpose making sure I'm home every night at 7 o'clock so I can go on this phone for an hour and talk.
That's right. Yeah, man, because I know I said we're looking forward. You know what I'm saying? I thought you were going to have a show Monday.
Man, you know, and I explained that at the beginning, at the top of the show, that I canceled yesterday because of the holiday. I felt that nobody probably would be tuning in or listening in because they're out eating, chilling with family and friends. So I wasn't going to even damage the show by having it and not sure if anybody was actually going to be able to tune in and listen in, so I canceled it for that purpose.
Okay.
And I had was last night's topic was actually what I moved it to tonight. But, you know, this when I look out here in these communities, man, I see a lot of dysfunction. A lot of neighbors don't know other neighbors, so they ain't looking out for their kids. You know, the neighbors talk to who they talk to, and then they only looking out for theirs. You know what I mean? They each other's and stuff like that. So for everybody to come together, everybody has to. It's kind of like when you're in a community, and everybody has to be one big happy family on the same page. You got to invite these people into your home all the time. But
yeah,
you just,
really,
you know, you, it's just enough just to say, well, something does happen. They know you enough to say, hey, I'm coming to knock on your door to tell you that your son is blah, 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 your daughter did blah, 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 or I saw blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, thank you. Appreciate it. Now let me go deal with the situation. Versus seeing your kid go do something or seeing something happen, they just like, well, they'll get them when they get them.
Yeah, really, though. That's real, man. That's real, though.
I know a lot of times that people, like I said earlier, people don't want to get involved in telling no criminal activity or telling something's going on. But honestly, man, it might be snitching, might be telling, but, you know, which one you want? You rather say something and get that, you know, driven out of your neighborhood and make it a little bit safer. You don't want to see nothing now, and the next house they're coming up in is yours, and now they got everybody face down, tied up, guns to the head, and I want to know where you're safe at. I ain't 8 days. I want to know where you're safe at.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So what, you live out here? You thought you were safe out here in the suburban area? Nah, it's even worse because now I know ain't nobody out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just had a little situation out here. It was last week. They had my home where my buddy, his son, had a funeral. He was in Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody just shot him and killed him and stuff. You know, went to college and, you know, going to college, playing ball, and just, you know, doing his thing, man. And somebody just, like, kill them for no reason. I guess it's no talking now or something like that. You know, that don't make no sense. Like not giving young men a chance to live their life the way they're supposed to be living them, man.
And that's the sad part, man. People honestly do not understand, man, how dangerous it really is. But at the same time, if people took responsibility for their own households, man, their own kids from the time they came, from the time they born, then you minimize stuff like that happening. Hey, you're not going to stop it, but you can minimize it.
Yeah, really.
To where everybody ain't out here being a loose cannon.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'll understand people, man.
Yeah, I gave up on trying, man. Just like, I ain't even thinking you're wasting no more of my energy or just like, I ain't giving nothing else to that no more, man. You know, sometimes
but
it's just
me,
like, you know.
I was like, you know, somebody got to take one for the team.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to fight the bullet, and I'm going to bite the bullet utilizing what I got right here.
Or if it moves
on the TV, now I can put my face with it, and I can tell people, and they can see the expression on the face, they can see the body language that is serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good when everybody realizes to start using their resources. Man, we got resources now to get our point across.
Yeah. We ain't got tons of stuff, man. We got YouTube, MySpace. You know, we got a gang of ways on the internet just alone to get your message out through audio and video. You know, but if people don't take it, like, okay, for instance, Barack Obama can sit here and he gave that phenomenal speech last week. But if one soul doesn't utilize what he said or something, take something from that message and apply it somewhere in their own life,
mm-hmm.
what good did it do?
Yeah, really.
You know,
man, that's a real deal business, though.
Seriously, if we have, which right now we have, I stated this last week on my show about voting, over 8 million African Americans not registered to vote. What good is it to finally have what, like you've been wanting all these years, if you're not even registered to go vote to put the man in office?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you don't believe.
I ain't gonna speak on that, man. We're gonna have another show about that, man.
Yeah. I know your view on that, but I'm just saying. So it's almost like we have the biggest resource, and he's just not for us. He's for everybody. But if you don't utilize and do your own part, when he does get the ball rolling to get things rolling in your favor, how are you going to be ready to receive it, man? No.
Yeah. Hey, man, you know what, man? I'm starving, man. I ain't ate all day, man. I'm just shouting y'all some support, man. You know what
I appreciate it, man.
You know, nigga loving the energy that come with it. You know what I'm saying? It's all good.
I appreciate it, man. I hope you continue to call in, man. We got some more great shows coming up, and I'm trying to keep this thing moving and not allow the, you know, what I thought about today, you know, force me into getting a little bit bothered and discouraged about this thing. But yeah, I appreciate it, man. Continue to support the show. That's exactly what I appreciate, and that's what's up.
Hey, you on tomorrow, right?
Definitely, bro. I'm on for the rest of the week.
Okay, for sure. So I'll hit you on tomorrow, doggy.
All right, man. Take care.
RP.
Yep. I want to thank Jay Knox for coming in. You know, he definitely called in. He actually called in the other day on Saturday and joined us for an incredible show that we had. You guys want to listen to that show, go to the site. Listen to Special Edition Saturday. All right, that show is off the chain. And I definitely appreciate them calling into the show. That's what I want more of, people who honestly believe in a change, want to change, and support Issues of Today Talk Radio. That's what's up. Appreciate it. One love, Jay Knox, man. Definitely, I'll be on for the rest of the week. Couple minutes left to go, man. If anybody else out there has a comment, at least they want to say something, I don't care if it's negative or positive. You know, got a few minutes left in the show. Call in 347-326-9697. Rate the show. You know, one through five, let me know what you thought. If you hated it, let me know. If you loved it, let me know. I mean, either way, I'm going to appreciate it. Good feedback is better than no feedback at all, okay? And I appreciate everything and all the listeners that that I get, you know, because it's appreciative when I'm trying to do something every day. I don't get paid for this. It's just something that I do that I feel is necessary and it's needed for people. That's why I call myself New Voices of People. I think it's needed for the people. I think I say, and I have topics that people really need to hear about. I think I say things that people need to hear, and I always come with opinions, come with facts, statistics, and stats, and so forth. So, you know, I think this show is necessary. But you have to let me know it's necessary by, you know, responding, you know, taking the polls, calling into the show, expressing your feelings. I've had people call into my show before that was trying to snap off on me, okay? So ain't no thing, man. We know we're here to talk. We're here to talk these issues out. That's why it's called Issues of Today. We're talking about the issues of what's going on today in America, all right? So it don't matter if you call in and got a problem. Call in with that problem. Let's talk it out like grown folks, talk it out like adults. Call in to disagree. Well, let's talk that out, too. It don't matter, man. It is what it is, okay? Like I said, we got a few minutes left. Tomorrow, comedian Reno Hype is in the building. He's going to be doing his thing tomorrow, like always. Listen in on how they win tickets to the Marat Theater on Thursday, every Thursday when he does his thing. Thursday we have in King. I play a song at the beginning of the show called Gone. He's going to be here. We're going to do an interview on him. And then next week I'm gonna probably make up for not doing a show Monday, so I'm probably gonna do another special edition. More than likely, guarantee it, I'm gonna do another special edition show Saturday afternoon. So be on the lookout for that, because I'm gonna make up for not doing the show last night. So I'm gonna do another special edition show Saturday. And this week, you know, we're gonna do a little something different. We're gonna do some love and romance topics for Saturday. So for those who love calling in about stuff like that, talking about love and romance and relationships and stuff like that, definitely want to tune in Saturday when I come up with the topic. It'll probably be around the same time as it was before. So tune in, listen in, appreciate it. All right. One last thing before I get out of here tonight, shut down probably a little early. Take care of one another. When I say that at the end of the show, love each other as you expect to be loved, that's no more than saying treat people how you want to be treated. Love people as you expect to be loved, man. If you expect love and respect out of everyone, give that out. You know, that statement, I just don't say that just to be saying it. It is what it is. You know, take care of one another as you expect to, you know, do what you have to do for your, do what you have to do for each other. That's the only way we're going to make it. That's the only way we're going to survive it. Just heard the story from Jay Knox about somebody he knew, his son, killed for no reason at all. I mean, the world is bad, the world is dangerous, but we can minimize what happened if we all work together and we all come together. If we're not going to do that, then we're always going to have these things of, you know, chaos going on. It's never going to get right. It's never too late. This world wasn't born, this world wasn't created for it just to demolish into something terrible. We can get it back. The same way, you know, you wasn't born bad, you don't have to die that way. You wasn't born a whore, you don't have to die a whore. You wasn't born crooked, you don't have to die crooked. Okay? You can change your life at any given moment, any given time. Okay? Please believe that. Understand that. Okay? A lot of people get that misconception in their head that they think things are just the way they are and they never will change. That is not reality. That is just your mind playing tricks on you. You can change any given moment when you decide you're ready to change. Nobody can change you. The New Voices of People can't change you. Oprah can't change you. Dr. Phil can't change you. Your supervisor on your job who you listen to every day can't change you. The pastor in your church can't change you. Your parents can't change you. The only person that can change you is yourself, but you have to be willing. You have to be willing and know that you have to make a change. If you never know that, if you do not understand that, then you will always end up with situations that you're going through in your life right now. And the best way to solve all these problems is to get God in your life. I don't care what nobody says. Okay? Understand that. We're going to get out of here a little early tonight. All right? I hope everybody enjoyed the show. listening tomorrow, comedian in Reno Heights. Rate the show, comment on the show, whatever. Join the email list if you haven't. Appreciate it again. Like I always tell everybody, love each other as you expect to be loved. Good night, and God bless. See y'all tomorrow.